The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Eldur Ólason, CEO of AEX Gold. That's AEXG ticker. Eldur, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always good to get a new company on the podcast for people listening. So, you know, new investment opportunities out there, ideas. So, first and foremost, tell us about AEX, the story, summarize what you're about and what makes you unique, if you could, Eldur.
Well, thank you. And yeah, so number one, two, and three, I mean, we are named AEX Gold, but we are in the process of changing the name to Amarok. Okay. Minerals. And the reason for that is that Amarok is a Greenlandic name of the Arctic wolf. Arctic wolf is one of the rarest animals in Greenland, and it's obviously a Greenlandic name. Mm. So our main focus in the company is that we are a Greenlandic company. We are now the second or third largest landowner in Greenland after Anglo American. We own the biggest landowner in South Greenland, which is a very important area for geological features in Greenland. And the reason being is that this is the area that when we've done our mineral system modeling, basically you have belts that across from Canada all over to Europe and even Russia that goes through Greenland. You have these two different geological features, which is called Archean and then a younger feature there, where you have essentially opportunities and already discoveries of major resources within Greenland. Mm-hmm. So we thought it would be made sense now that we are not simply a gold company. We are actually a company that holds in total, I think, 27 different mineral discoveries, ranging obviously mostly gold, but also in copper, potential nickel, vanadium, and titanium, graphite, PGM, et cetera. So, and obviously, most importantly, rare earths. So we feel that we are now in the position of having something to offer to the market that not many company can offer, which is a short term development asset that we intend to have in cash flow relatively soon, which we use as a base to discover big elephants within the country.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, and what would you say, you know, makes Greenland particularly relevant and significant in today's current climate, Eldur?
Well, there are various different aspects of that. Well, if you follow the commodity history of the world, and you can follow that through various books and media and et cetera, everybody has a different view, but there's always a certain kind of event that happens before each super cycle in commodities. And I believe we are starting one now as a super cycle. And I'll tell you why and why Greenland is important for that. So during the past 100 years, men and women have embarked on various different frontiers around the world and started production. Some other frontiers have opened up, for example, Soviet Union and some other places in Africa. But where we are today is that there is no frontier left except Greenland, Afghanistan, and Colombia. Greenland has the size of half of Australia. It's Scandinavia, effectively. Mm. It has one of the most amazing geological features you can find in a known belt that crosses Canada and all the way over to Sweden, as I described earlier. So effectively what you have is that for the securitization of minerals in all of these different commodities, you have a country that can supply minerals in a environmentally, socially, and obviously more importantly, governance taken to the highest account on all different fronts. And therefore it's in the current geopolitical landscape extremely important, but more so I would say is that exploration and locating and discovering new deposit have been extremely low on the agenda for the world for the past, I want to say, 10, 15 years, it's mostly been about trading and trading all this. So therefore, the world at the pace where we are today, meaning how many of us have the ways how we want to live, you know, if you look at China, if you look at all of these different countries that are need minerals just to maintain their standard, there's not enough of it. And therefore, I believe that, you know, you need to be focused on development, but more importantly, exploration. Where is the country who can supply and maintain the current living standard we have, let alone if we want to grow some other regions in the world, for example, Africa, into the standards that we have here in the Western countries. So there, Greenland is an essential piece and will be mined because it already has this mineral wealth on surface. So I don't know that that gives you a broad, maybe a too long of an answer, but...
No, it's good. Yes, that's fine. It's good. It's plenty of information. It's never too much. Thanks for that. No, Supercycle and Greenland. So talking about your recent announcements, you've now sort of increased your exposure to rare earths and strategic minerals. Does this mean a different focus going forward for you?
Yeah, so I mean, our key focus is obviously we have... an asset that was in production up until 2014, which is called Nalunaq, and which we intend to develop and get into production. And that asset, it's one of the highest grade gold mine in the world. It has majority of all infrastructure in place, permitting, et cetera, et cetera. And we use that as a hub. We already are operating there a camp that we put in place last year, and we have the only all year round exploration camp in Greenland. Mm-hmm. And that camp we use not only for the Nalunaq project, but for all of the rest of the asset base. So the next asset that we actually announced in the beginning of this week is Vagar. Vagar is what we believe, or I believe strongly, is the best and the most promising gold exploration asset in the world today. And the reason why I say that, and I'm so bullish, is that we have expanded the footprint of this asset over the past, I want to say 5 years since we owned the asset, 5 or 6 years, from being, you know, a vein that was 2,500 grams per ton to become an area of 3 to 4 kilometer in size, where the gold is both in what we call the host rock, but also in the veins. And this gold is covering all of the ridges. The geophysical signature that we tested last year shows that it is even larger. And this year, we intend to test that with drilling. And I believe that this has the potential to be a world-class deposit, one of few that have been discovered since 1990, because the discoveries are dropping and falling significantly, most notably in the past 10 to 15 years, but ever since 1990. So that we are extremely excited about, and it's a company maker in itself. But when it relates to the acquisition that we did announce this morning, we've been broadening ourselves into the field of green minerals. And to put this in context, you know, our mineral system model basically connects a belt which starts with Voisey Bay in Canada. Then it crosses through Greenland, where three of the largest rare earth deposits in the world are already located. One of the reasons why Trump was quite interested in Greenland, right? And those are in Greenland called Garðar province. And then this crosses over to Scandinavia and Europe. And in this belt, along this belt, we've located Tartog, we've located Sava, which is a massive copper deposit. We've located Stendalen, which is a 20-meter outcrop of titanium vanadium deposit, has a similar characteristic potentially as Voisey Bay, could have a PGM and nickel sulfide potential. We have graphite in layers on surface that are, you know, 10 meters thick, 2 kilometer long, which we are testing. We have, you know, time here on this podcast wouldn't be enough for me to go over this. And what is important here compared to other exploration companies, because is that our assets are all discoveries. What we are doing is quantifying those discoveries. And they're all on surface, so they should be relatively open up for mining. They're all at seafront, so you can pull those resources out. There is green energy in South Greenland, so you can take these minerals out with those minerals. There's local people who are capable of assisting us in South Greenland. So all of the characteristics are there for a very, very successful mineral exploration and discoveries.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and what's next for AEX? You know, what should investors be looking out for in the coming months, Helder?
So we have been announcing all of the results from last year. So we had some fantastic drilling results from Nanlac. We had fantastic results from Vaga early this week, and then obviously from Sama on the copper deposit. We have now announced this new acquisition from Orano, which is makes us very exciting. We have still have to report on five other assets, so Nurjar, Nanoq, and a few other assets, which we will be doing, well, I want to say 3 to 5, which we will be doing in the next coming weeks from last year. But then, you know, our team is hitting the ground in weeks' time, and they will be setting up all of our rigs and doing some maintenance work and so on. So by early June, we are hitting the ground with drilling and exploration and all of these different work streams that we have basically teed ourselves up for since we've done all our work and we have analyzed the work to continue and then build moving these discoveries hopefully into resources or in the direction of resources, and thus creating, in our way, a substantial value for our shareholders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And on Monday, we saw you announce exciting exploration results from your Vega Ridge project. How has this impacted your views on South Greenland being the new frontier for gold?
I mean, I think everything we did last year, like our VP of Exploration, James Gilbertson, he runs the strategy of saying, if you're going to fail, fail fast. What that means is that when you do an exploration, you want to understand or try to find, do work that disprove your theory. But on the contrary, we've done everything but that. Everything is becoming much, much, much larger. The signature is exactly what we would hope for. We've now set ourselves up to drill these big zones and layers that we have already proven on surface contains high-grade gold, both in the host rock and also in the veins. Yeah. And now we're going to drill those out, see the volume or the scale of that. So by the end of this summer, we should have, you know, a full understanding of the scale of Vagar. But this is just a signature over 3 to 4 kilometer license. We then, throughout this geophysics, found five other zones, which have exactly the same elements of signature, with very limited sampling there, but they have the same geophysical signature. There is some sampling there. So our geologists will be hitting the ground and sampling all of the granodiorite there that has not been sampled. Most of these samples were done on the organic side. So this is, I believe, a massive gold belt and will be have a huge significance to the industry in whole.
Excellent, sir. Okay, Helder, on the podcast, I always ask this next question, and basically on the front page of Vox Markets, there are 10 companies that are most followed currently, and people have to hit those follow buttons to get on that list, of course. So if you could, give us 3 quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
First of all, number one, we are looking for elephants, right? And we have already found the minerals. These are all discovered. We are quantifying them. And Greenland is an elephant country, meaning elephant world-class deposit potential. Since in the past 10 years, that has been discovered again and again and again in all different commodities due to the nature of the beautiful nature of the geology there. Number two, we are working under the strictest ESG standard you can work in the world, but in a country that is very favorable to mining. What I mean by that is that we as a world or human beings in the world, we need to decide where are we going to source our minerals? How are we going to make sure that the importance of those minerals hit, you know, the companies and the markets here, at least in the Western world, but elsewhere as well? you know, and Greenland plays a central role there, and it's being seen by the government, the US government, by various different governments abroad as the primary source of minerals. And we have the largest landowning, and in our mind, one of the best landowning. And we are in the ice-free area of South Greenland, which is more south than where I live in Iceland. And number three, we have been working on this for the past 8 years. We know the geology in and out. We have a team that has extremely capable and long-standing operating ship there. So as I say, the Holy Trinity of extremely good land, very good legislative framework and support from the main powers of the world, and a team that knows how to execute in country. And that is what you get from investing in EAX, and we believe we are just on the starting of building up something absolutely great here in South Greenland.
Excellent stuff, Eldur. It's good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.